The measles outbreak linked to Disneyland in Southern California has continued to grow. There are now at least 85 confirmed cases across 7 states. And yesterday, a high school in California banned nearly 70 unvaccinated kids from attending school.
Closer to home, yesterday, health officials at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities campus confirmed that a 20-year-old male had contracted measles, although they said it was not linked to that outbreak in California.
There is a measles vaccine, and the disease was once thought to be eradicated in the U.S., but with 644 cases last year, the United States saw a record number of measles cases since the elimination was documented back in 2000.
Here with us now is Dr. Jonathan Tempty. He's the chair of the U.S. Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices and professor of family medicine at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Tempty, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, good afternoon, Veronica. Thank you so much.
So why has there been this resurgence of measles cases in the United States?
Well, I think you have to keep two things in perspective. First of all, measles is still quite abundant in the Eastern Hemisphere. It's been largely eliminated in the Western Hemisphere. So there's a supply of cases, and there's an incubation period of about 13 days from the time of someone being exposed to when they start being able to transmit, which is well within the ability to cross an ocean. The other reason, though, I think we're seeing more and more problem is the problem with under-vaccination. And unfortunately, we're seeing more and more people choosing not to have their children immunized with a safe and very effective vaccine.
You said there's been a growing numbers of people who opt not to get vaccinated. In this case, we're talking about the measles, mumps, rubella. I assume they're often bundled together. What percentage of kids don't get vaccinated?
Well, the good news is across the country, well above 90% of children receive both of the doses. We typically immunize at about age 1 year, 12 months to 15 months, and a second dose in the pre-kindergarten period. But most kids are getting that. The problem with measles is when the immunity rate within a community drops below about 93 or 94%, it opens the door for measles to come in and start affecting people just because it's so incredibly contagious.
And what are some of the reasons that parents would choose not to have their kids vaccinated?
Well, I think the big thing that people have to understand is the effect of a study published in 1998 by Dr. Andrew Wakefield. And this triggered off a belief that measles vaccine caused autism. This study has been found not only to be unethical, but was found to be totally fraudulent. And so this paper that was published in 1998 had most of its co-authors retract their authorship. The paper itself was retracted by the journal in 2010. And you have to understand, this rarely happens. This was the medical journal, the prestigious British medical journal called The Lancet, and they retracted the study and basically saying this never happened.
Are you saying this was deliberately fraudulent, or was this just sort of shoddy science or negligence?
Well, it's hard to say exactly for sure, but there was investigative journalism being done by somebody reported in the January issue of the British Medical Journal, and the individual who did the review went back and interviewed a number of the subjects, and basically the information had been changed. So, for example, children who received measles vaccine and were autistic were actually found to be autistic before they had the vaccine. But in the paper, it was changed so the measles vaccine came before the autism. So the problem is this whole basis of this belief system of measles causing autism was fraudulent.
Well, even though it's largely, it sounds like, been discredited, this is a strand that has continued to live on in American culture. Celebrity anti-vaccine activist Jenny McCarthy is still speaking about it today, and she claims that her son became autistic because of a vaccine. And we have a clip of her. Let's take a listen.
Evan was diagnosed with autism in 2005. Without a doubt in my mind, I believe vaccinations triggered Evan's autism. We do believe, because we were the witness with our child, our firsthand witness after we came home from the doctor's office and saw this regression of a child that was perfect and then slowly fading away.
And that is one argument that still has legs today. Why has that proved so tenacious, Dr. Temte?
It proves tenacious because you have people who tout their beliefs as truth. Okay? There can be real problems. The best example I can give is giving a lecture in a vaccine course a couple years ago, and one of the students said, "Boy, you know, I have to tell you, my brother is autistic, and my mother knows exactly why he's autistic. It's because she had him at the swimming pool when he was a young child, and she lost grip, and he went underwater. And after that, he became autistic, so his mother blamed herself for causing the autism because of this swimming pool incident. It makes no sense, but it's a belief system. And unfortunately, with the MMR, there were a lot of people who took this up very early on. The British press liked it. We had representatives in our Congress who were totally aboard, held congressional hearings on MMR and autism. At the same time, you had the very prestigious Institute of Medicine, which is a very independent body called into being by the Congress to review all the evidence they released in May of 2004, showing that there was no causation whatsoever. As soon as that report was released, another representative derided the Institute of Medicine report. And then you have things like Jenny McCarthy and her appearance on Oprah Winfrey touting these things, even though there is no evidence. And all the medical evidence out there goes exactly in the opposite direction. But then I think the important things that listeners need to know is Andrew Wakefield was accused of misconduct in February of 2008. In February of 2010, The Lancet retracted this article. He has been stripped of his British medical license, yet he still has hundreds of adherents. And unfortunately, this is pseudoscience at its very worst.
Getting back to this measles outbreak that we're seeing across the country now, do you know where Wisconsin stands?
Well, the good news is we have no cases in Wisconsin as of this morning. I had breakfast with colleagues from the Department of Public Health and the State Lab of Hygiene, and so we don't have any cases here. Unfortunately, measles is so transmittable, it's very possible that we will see a case. And I know right next door across the river we have one case in Minnesota.
So in terms of how people can protect themselves, protect their children, is it just a simple get the vaccine?
That's the most important. So for anybody who was born before 1957, measles was so prevalent, you are probably immune. For people born after 1957, we recommend two doses of MMR vaccine. And you had previously mentioned that the mumps, measles, and rubella are packaged together. That's the only way we can get the vaccine in this country. And so having two valid doses of this vaccine provides really high protection for this virus.
And I presume if you don't remember if you've been vaccinated, you can do a check of your medical records and figure it out and go from there.
And for people who don't have access and can't check, and they're concerned and they're not sure if they did, it's very safe to have the vaccine. To be perfectly honest, an individual only needs one dose of the MMR vaccine to be immune to measles. We normally recommend two doses across the board for all components, but in general, it's a very, very good vaccine.
And if we're on the lookout for symptoms, that kind of thing, what should we be looking for?
Well, the first thing that people will notice is a high fever, and that's along with a cough, runny nose, and red eyes called conjunctivitis. So it's the three C's known as cough, coryza, which is that runny nose, and the conjunctivitis or red eyes. That'll usually occur somewhere between 10 and 13 days after exposure. And then after that, there's a period of time with more of those symptoms, upper respiratory symptoms, and then that characteristic rash will come on after that.
Dr. Temte, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome, and have a good day now.
We've been speaking with Dr. Jonathan Temte, Chair of the U.S. Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices and Professor of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. The number of confirmed measles cases linked to the outbreak at Disneyland in Southern California has grown to at least 85.